The warring sides in Yemen's conflict have released more detainees for a third and final day as part of a large-scale prisoner exchange. This is the latest group of Houthi prisoners to arrive in the rebel-controlled capital Sana'a. Dozens of troops from the Saudi-UAE coalition are also being released. The Red Cross says more than 900 prisoners from both sides have been freed in the operation. The exchange is part of a broader diplomatic effort to end the eight-year-long conflict. Fatima Seitor is a spokeswoman for the International Committee of the Red Cross, and she's joining us from Sana'a. Very good to have you with us. I understand that you have been on some of the planes that have been carrying these prisoners, these former prisoners, back. What has the mood been like on the planes?
Yes, indeed. I was on several planes yesterday from Sana'a to Riyadh, the day before yesterday from Aden to Sana'a, and today I just returned right now from the airport. It's such an amazing moment, and it's such a beautiful moment full of happiness and joy that we can witness at the airport every time, and it's needed, and it's really a glimpse of hope. And you know, those operations are all about reunifying families. So this week, nearly 900 detainees were reunified with their families, which means that over thousands of people will be able to spend aid together this year.
As I mentioned before, we're not just seeing Houthi prisoners being returned to Sana'a. We're obviously seeing prisoners who have been held, troops from the Saudi-UAE coalition have been returned as well. Have you been on those flights, and is there a difference in feeling between those flights?
Well, what I can say is that this is a very heavily and complex, logistically speaking, operation. We just conducted 15 flights. Carrying nearly 900 detainees. We have got four planes dedicated to that and happening in six cities around Yemen, but also in Saudi. So not only the logistic is heavy, but our role here as the International Committee of the Red Cross goes beyond only taking detainees from A to B. Our role here is also to apply our protection mandate, which means that my colleagues, our teams, were able to visit those detainees in private before they board on the planes, weeks before. Actually, it was one of the conditions to conduct this operation. And during those visits, we were able to check if they had any special needs, if they were aware, just to explain to them the operation, and also to make sure that they were okay to be released. And then when they arrive, we give them the opportunity to call their families, and they also get a small box for iftar to break the evening meal. So it is beyond only a logistical operation.
Have you had a chance to see any of the conditions that people in Yemen have been living in over the last few years? The assumption has been, because Yemen has been off the international media radar, for want of a better phrase, the news agenda, for so long, that things have quietened down. But clearly, that is not the case.
Well, this is a bit the sad truth, is that, yes, Yemen doesn't do the headline. And the thing is that even if the conflict had to end tomorrow, the needs are still huge. And the world shouldn't forget about this. And also, it's important to acknowledge that actually many more families are waiting for answers from their loved ones. Many families don't know if their loved ones is wounded, if they're detained, or if they're even alive. So, of course, this is a very positive momentum, but it's also important to remind that many other families deserve more answers.
Do you get the sense that people believe that this is now the road to a proper ceasefire, a proper permanent truce? Or is there a sense that people are very wary of any negotiations and what the future might hold?
Only a political way will be the solution to this conflict. So, of course, any talks, any negotiation that will lead to alleviating civilian suffering and will lead to peace is more than welcome.
Fatima Seitor, we appreciate you being with us on Al Jazeera. Thank you very much indeed, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.